As political breakups go, this is about as ugly as it gets. The president splitting with Steve Bannon, one of his closest political allies, claiming, "Steve Bannon has nothing to do with me or my presidency. When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind." Until now, Bannon had continued to be a vocal supporter of the Trump agenda following his White House exit this summer. But in a series of interviews with author Michael Wolff, including some at the White House, Bannon mocked the president and his family and accused Donald Trump Jr. of treason for his June 2016 meeting with Russians who had offered incriminating information on Hillary Clinton. Bannon said, quote, "Even if you thought that this was not treasonous or unpatriotic, and I happen to think it's all of that, you should have called the FBI immediately." He then speculated that Trump Jr. had also involved his father in the meeting, a claim that White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders denied.
I think furious, disgusted would probably certainly fit when you make such outrageous claims and completely false claims against the president, his administration, and his family.
Sanders pointed out that Bannon contradicted his characterization of the Russia probe to 60 Minutes in September.
There's nothing to the Russia investigation. It's a waste of time.
According to the book, now Bannon says he believes the investigation will focus on money laundering, and Trump Jr. will, quote, crack like an egg under scrutiny from the special counsel. Bannon was campaign CEO and chief strategist in the West Wing, a position the White House called equivalent to the chief of staff.
I like Mr. Bannon. He's a friend of mine.
Today, Mr. Trump blasted Bannon, saying he had very little to do with our historic victory. Steve Bannon doesn't represent my base. He's only in it for himself.